This is Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Sumich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's Ready, Set, Bet here on a Sunday. Matt Brown and Mike Sumich coming with you for the next 3 hours. Two games right down to the wire. We have the Chiefs and the Chargers, 16-3 in favor of the Chargers right now. Chiefs have the ball inside their own 10-yard line, a long way to go to tie this and or possibly take the lead. And an absolute shootout, an absolute fire fest, an absolute banger of a game happening in Foxborough, 35-31 in favor of the Bills. Mike Sumich, we got a couple of bangers here to end, and then we have five afternoon games as well.
Are you not entertained, Matt Brown?
Oh, buddy.
You could pick two games that were going to be close, these are the two that you got to select. We got the Patriots, who have a decision here on 4th and 5. Looks like they did go for it and not able to get it. So Buffalo takes over, up 4, minute 51 left. Pats have all 3 timeouts, but the Bills have the ball on the New England 22-yard line. And you mentioned it, KC going to have to go a long way. A good start to the drive, though. They now have 2nd and 2 at their own 28-yard line. So they are moving the football a little bit here. We'll see if they're able to get into field goal range or possibly get in the end zone and win the game.
Yeah, this is just a unbelievable start to this one. 21-0 Patriots for the Bills to come all the way back. If you were watching the Twitter machine, and I know you were, Mike Sumich, after about 11 minutes of this game, the Patriots were basically the 85 Bears, if you were listening to everybody out there on the Twitter machine. And then here comes Josh Allen doing Josh Allen things, and it is 35-31. They hold a 4-point lead, of course, covering any and all numbers as we sit right now.
Yeah, the Undertaker meme, very popular on Twitter for the Buffalo Bills fans here, as they popped up out of the coffin after being down 21-0. It looked like this Bills defense would not be able to get a stop the entire game, and they have really been able to start controlling the offense on the Patriots side. The only touchdown for the Pats, the only points for the Pats in the second half, a long Travion Henderson run. Outside of that, it has been all Buffalo. They're leading the second half 28-7. You mentioned Josh Allen. We talked about him yesterday. He's got to throw the cape on for this Buffalo Bills team to win, and he 100% has done so today. It's just been a very, very impressive performance, and one where we knew that we were going to have awards on the line today. And the MVP specifically is interesting because Allen, who was 15-1 yesterday, down to 7-1 today. So he has dropped precipitously in the MVP odds as we've seen Drake May move up.
Ask me if I had to add to that portfolio after we left yesterday, because as we talked about it and talked it through, Mike, I was like, oh, what I didn't say in all of this was I should probably add a little bit of Josh Allen. So a little bit of Josh Allen added because I thought I might get a better number on Drake May. Both might come to fruition here when this is all said and done. So interesting stuff. The Chiefs are moving the ball. So again, field goal ties it. Touchdown obviously would likely win it. It would cover as this thing goes off at 6. I mean, Mike, we talked about this yesterday. People just keep betting the Chiefs, man. Like, I mean, they will not stop. It's relentless.
It is pretty crazy. And I didn't agree going to 6, but I understood why there was some Chiefs love even at 5.5 after we saw the Houston game at 5.5. It looked like the Chiefs were going to control this football game. They were up 13-3 toward the end of the first half, end up giving up a touchdown to the Chargers right at the end of the half, makes it 13-10. Chargers really dominated the majority of the second half here. But again, look, it's the Chiefs team that has kind of fought back. They've had a couple injuries here. We saw Rashee Rice leave the game at one point. We've seen Xavier Worthy leave the game at one point. They lost another offensive lineman in game here, but still right in it. We'll see if they can finish the job or if this is going to be the end of their season, because they must get this game here if they're going to be playoff possible at the end of this week.
As far as Circus Survivor goes, 10 entries came into the week. We had 5 of those on the Jags. The Jags are going to win easily over the Jets. We had 2 on the Eagles, and that one is already home as they shut out the Raiders. We said the cure for a team that was reeling would be the Raiders coming in. And that was sure the case here, 31-0 for the Eagles. And I was wrong, Mike. They were out so big so early, they did shut everybody down in the fourth quarter. So we did not get 4 quarters of the starters there in that one. And man, complete one-way traffic. And it is the Raiders, so it's hard to take anything from it. But the Eagles did beat down a team they were supposed to beat down, so there's something to be said for that.
They did. Cash all of your Tanks Bigsby alt carries overs as he gets 17 carries in this game, Matt. Don't worry, Saquon still got 22. They ran the ball 47 times, threw it just 18 times. Hurts is 12 for 15 for $175. Goddard led the way, 6 for 70 there. Defense played well. Kenny Pickett, about the same. No big difference there. Not a big difference between what we saw all year from Geno Smith. Just a really lackluster Raiders team here. And you said it. It was a get-right spot for the Eagles. They were able to come out and do enough. I wasn't overly impressed, but they kind of just kept grinding away and grinding away. And that was enough to be able to get them a very comfortable victory here.
They do get it done. It is a 35-31 victory for the Buffalo Bills over the Patriots. Again, down 21-0 in this game. Come all the way back to win it. 3 passing touchdowns for Josh Allen. 51 yards on the ground as well. And here we go, Mike. We keep saying it, man. And I will say this. This is not a knock of the Patriots. This is not a beatdown. Listen, they fought and they did well and certainly showed that they can play with the big boys. But Josh Allen is Josh Allen. And there were a lot of people who thought this game was over when it was 21-0. That dude on the sideline didn't.
Not quite time to pass the torch inside the AFC East. We'll see if the Patriots can still win this division. They still have a one-game lead. They would need to falter against the Ravens, who looked much better today than we had seen them for the last couple weeks. Still some Lamar issues, but the defense steps up, takes care of business against Cincinnati. But now this is once again a division in question. The Patriots had the opportunity and a big lead in the first half to put away this Buffalo Bills team and really force them into the 5 seed. Now it's going to be a 3-week scramble here to see who can win the AFC East.
Yeah, just a unbelievably exciting game and seeing two of the very best out there. And yeah, I'm saying it. Drake May's legit. Drake May is going to be a problem for a decade. Like I will say it. He deserves to be in the conversation of the real quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, he made a couple great throws in this game. The Travion Henderson 65-yard run in the second half, he was the lead blocker. He ends up running 55 yards down the field to allow Henderson to be able to get in the end zone. I think Henderson probably makes it anyway, but the fact that Drake May was only about 2 yards slower than Travion Henderson in a 55-yard sprint kind of says something about his wheels as well, and they were an important part of this game. He had 2 rushing touchdowns to be able to get the Patriots this lead early on in the game. I don't, again, not here to knock the Patriots, right? They played well. This is a team that is fun, that is frisky, that has a quarterback of the future. Just sometimes Josh Allen's going to Josh Allen. And that's what we got.
Mike, this is massive. Mahomes rolling to his right to throw the ball away. He's down holding his knee right now in this game. Patrick Mahomes is down. He is not up yet. And they are sitting there tending to his knee. And let's see. It's that. Oh, it just got twisted. The guy that was chasing him comes down and it just kind of got twisted underneath him. Doesn't look good. That is just kind of like tweaks it to the side, just like really, really in a quick motion or something. Hopefully not ACL type stuff. Hopefully we are not seeing Patrick Mahomes going through a major injury right now, but we will keep you updated. Anything that does come through, 16-13 in favor of the Chargers. And it's going to be Gardner Minshew time for the Chiefs for their season here, Mike. I mean, this is for the season. For this Chiefs team, they don't win this game. It's donezo with the Bills pulling it out today.
Yes, it is. He is clear pain right out of the gate. Took his helmet off, still on the ground. It a lot of somber faces on the Chiefs sideline here. Does not look good for Patrick Mahomes. So we'll have to keep you posted and see if he is able to get up and walk this off as he's still grasping that knee, but at least up off of his back. So we'll see what happens here and keep you posted as we find out more.
5 afternoon games. Green Bay and Denver are going to go off at 1.5 in favor of Green Bay. So some Denver love since this thing opened, Mike. It was 2.5. Get this down to 1 as we get close to kickoff here. 42.5 is the total. Josh Jacobs is active for the Green Bay Packers. He was listed as questionable. He is active. Can't say exactly what that means as far as his workload, but you know, you and I are always at least a little cautious when it comes down to the pregame workout to decide whether the guy is going to be able to go or not.
always a concern. I was wondering to see if we were going to see Emmanuel Wilson numbers in the prop market at all, because I would have minded taking Emmanuel Wilson over number here if we did think Jacobs was going to go and we got a very low number. That number came to fruition inside the market, so was not able to take that. I did play the game under here, like the game under quite a bit at 42.5. These are two good defenses that I think are going to be able to slow down both offenses here. And I don't truly trust this Denver offense as being able to be elite, especially against a good pass rush from the Packers and a good run stop unit from the Packers. It's going to be at the wide receivers. They're going to have to get the job done for Denver with Bo Nix. I believe they'll have some success, but 42.5 with both these defenses, I think it's going to be a tough number to eclipse.
Yeah, it is obviously Denver, if you can find the 1.5, which are still available at 1, 2, 3 of the major books out there. That is a teaser territory type deal for them. I think you and I both think, if you like the under, then it's probably not a win at margin for the Packers in this thing. So if you're looking for an afternoon teaser, obviously the Saints would fit the bill for you there in that one. If you wanted to go in that direction, you could do the kind of untraditional teaser of getting the Seahawks under a touchdown or whatever. If you wanted to go that route, that is available too. Same thing with San Francisco.
Yeah, some interesting teaser options here in the afternoon. I do like the Denver side of this if you want to take that one up here. This is also a Packers team that's kind of in a look-ahead spot after playing two division rivals last 2 weeks, has Chicago on deck, which is essentially for the division. So we'll see what kind of effort we get from the Packers right out of the gate here. I do like that Saints side as well. I actually have Saints money line. I have some Saints +3. I think the Saints are an absolute live dog here in the late window against a Carolina team that, nice to get the game, does not need the game. It's the $2 games later, including next week, that are the key.
Mike, Martin Minshew enters the game immediately, completes a couple of passes to Travis Kelce. They're within field goal range to try and at least tie this thing up against the Chargers. We'll let you know how this all plays out. And, of course, all of the afternoon slate as well, right here on Ready, Set, Bet.
Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And that is it, Mike Somich. The season for the Kansas City Chiefs is over. You can't really blame them. They needed a win. So they did not settle for the field goal. They were trying to win the game. Gardner Minshew intended for Travis Kelce, intercepted. And the Kansas City Chiefs will miss the playoffs here in 2025. Cash this guy a ticket right quick. Feeling pretty good about that one. And the Denver Broncos will eventually cash me a ticket, I think. I don't know. I guess the Chargers are still looming there in that one as well. But, man, it was in bad insult to injury. Mahomes limping his way to the locker room after getting hurt right there down towards the end of the game.
Brutal way to end the season here for the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously still have 3 games left, but they are now officially out of playoff contention. This game ends with 2 red zone interceptions by the Chiefs, one on the 1-yard line from Patrick Mahomes, and then this interception by Gardner Minshew on the 18, both times in field goal range. Could have kicked and tied the game had they not turned the football over. Both drives end in a turnover, and so ends this Chiefs season as they move to 6-8. I guess I can burn my playoff or Super Bowl ticket now on the Chiefs, right, Matt? Yeah, like now, yeah. I can just light right up in flames. Although really it was up in flames weeks ago. Let's be honest.
Yes. That will not be happening. And they got some stuff to figure out there. Kelce's going to retire. The offensive line's in shambles. Rashee Rice probably seems like more of a really, really high end two than a go-to every down one. And so it's not that the dynasty's over. It's not that the Reigns are, they got to figure some stuff out.
They need to retool. Yeah. The Rice thing is interesting to me because he was not very much of a downfield threat. A lot of his receptions here, 4 yards, 5 yards, 7 yards, 10 yards, not seeing that like Nico Collins style where you can get those slants that get busted. You can get the straight deep shots. So they'll be in the wide receiver market. They have to be in the offensive line market. The defense still very good. So it's how quickly can you retool? And what is this Patrick Mahomes injury going to be? You mentioned it was helped down the hallway toward the locker room. I don't want to speculate on anything, but you have to be concerned because of the late in the season this year means it could miss part of next year if there is a serious injury here. Looked like a hyperextension of the knee, but again, had to be helped back down the hallway after being in the medical blue tent. So I'd be watching with bated breath to see what happens here early for the early reports coming out and what the prognosis is for Mahomes.
And Mike, just this is coming through right here with Green Bay and Denver. You're probably feeling it over there in California. We're feeling it here in Vegas. It is 65 degrees at kickoff in Denver here on December the 14th.
Nice day.
Yeah. So there, you know, weather's going to be fine there in Denver for everything. We might see a 70-yard field goal. Who knows? We'll see when it's all said and done. Indianapolis Colts will take the field as 13.5 point dogs to Seattle. 41.5 is a total. Of course, the big story here is they are going to start Phillip Rivers. More power to him. Seattle defense, one of the better in the NFL. And dude's going to come in and throw his first NFL pass in 4 years against, again, a top three defense in the NFL. I do not see a path for success here. Seattle, I would be absolutely shocked, Mike Somich, if we do not see 8 to 9 guys in the box and just say, okay, Phillip Rivers, if you've still got it at 44 after having not played for 4 years, then so be it, and we'll adjust a little bit later. But you just cannot let him turn around and hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor over and over again and then have success.
Now, no laughing, Matt.
Yeah.
I did bet a wide receiver over reception yards on the Colts here. There are some disgustingly low totals when you look at these Colts wide receivers. Michael Pittman Jr., 30.5. I took him to the over. Alec Pierce, 29.5. Josh Downs, 19.5. Those are your 1, 2, and 3 receivers. Tyler Warren, 37.5. Your highest line Colts pass catcher. I agree with you. I think the Seahawks just stack the box and say you're not running it with Jonathan Taylor. That means someone has to catch passes here for this Colts team. When we're sitting in the 30s, like, someone has to get over that 30 number, right? And to me, it's Pittman. He's more of a possession wide receiver. That is what I think is going to be the biggest part of Phil Rivers' game here, is getting it out quickly, getting it to possession guys. That points me toward Pittman. So I took a shot with his over at 30.5 yards.
I've got to look. What is the passing yards set at for Rivers?
170 was last I saw, right in that range. It's dropped, though. Looks like it's 158.5.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's so grossly low. I guess I can't do it.
You could go over.
I mean, I just can't.
Look,
I'm taking under 78.5 rushing yards on Jonathan Taylor, though. I am doing that.
I think that's fair. He probably needs to break one longer run to be able to get to that number. And again, 13-point spread here. The Colts very much need to win this football game because we just saw the Jags and the Texans both win inside the division as well. This is one of those where if you get down, you kind of have to huck it. If Seattle is able to establish a lead, you're going to throw the football here if you are the Colts. To me, that's a bad recipe for Jonathan Taylor having a big day unless he is able to break one. But this has been a very good Seattle rush defense as well. So I would assume they're going to be able to push it over onto Phillip Rivers' shoulders. Now, Matt, to your point, we had a cold day in the early games. The East Coast absolutely freezing. The weather in our 5/125/425 kickoffs, 62 degrees and sunny in Denver. Dome game in LA, dome game in New Orleans, 52 and partially cloudy in San Francisco, and 55 with a chance of rain up in Seattle. The 5 best weather games, all 5 of our afternoon games here.
Yeah, I'm taking under on his rush attempts as well. That is set at 19.5. I don't think he can get 20 carries if the game script holds.
I will be interested to see. This is one of those where we always talk about in-game props, right? Let's say Seattle's up 17-3 at half, 17-0 at half. What's the numbers on Jonathan Taylor like in the second half? What's the Phil Rivers numbers like in the second half? What are these receivers' numbers set at in the second half? Because, again, the Colts kind of need to win this football game, Matt. Like, I realize their team is in absolute turmoil. You've got all of these issues. But that being said, you're still in the playoff hunt, and you're not like you want to lose out and try and get a better draft pick. You want to make the playoffs. You got to try and win this football game.
Full disclosure, this is, again, not for everybody out there. I did a Seattle same game parlay unders because of the game state. And so, again, it's not for everyone because they very well could get the lead by all those dudes getting there but I'm just kind of going to go with the fact that maybe the love gets spread a little bit. And so did go there. You are on the Saints. We should talk about that one because we're about 5 minutes to kickoff.
Yeah, I like the Saints here in this spot. It's the Carolina Panthers team that would like to win this football game, but absolutely doesn't have to have this football game. They've got two against the Bucs, including next week. So this is a look-ahead spot for them off the bye. I would assume they were preparing for the Bucs as well as the Saints during that bye, so you're not completely focused in on this football game. It's a Saints team that's just played better football over the last 3 or 4 weeks. We've seen Tyler Shuck take steps forward. He's been able to get the ball to Olave, able to get the ball to Vele. He's been using his legs to have some success as well. You've got a home team here. You could catch the three a little bit earlier in the week. Not sure if there's a three available out in the market. Right now, the best number I'm seeing is 2.5. But I think the Saints are absolutely live in this football game. Carolina also, I believe it's 0-for-12 straight up the last 12 times they were a favorite, Matt. That is hard to do. To lose 12 straight times as a favorite, it's impressive.
Yeah, it is. This is an interesting game. I actually would be on the other side if I was going to play it, but I'm not going to. I think Carolina is the side here. I just think they're the better team, actually, overall, top to bottom. Detroit and the Rams in the premier afternoon game here. Mike, a very, very important game. Obviously, as the Rams play the Seahawks next week on Thursday. This is now a lot of the sixes got bought up, but it's kind of half and half. Circa's at 6, Caesars is at 6, MGM is at 6. You can find 5.5 if you want to back the Rams at DraftKings, at FanDuel, and at the Score out there. And oddly enough, my screen just flashed. It's a juiced 6 here at Circa. So there must be some money, really late money coming in here on the Rams.
Yeah, we've seen this total fluctuate quite a bit. We've seen the number fluctuate quite a bit. And this has been, we'll call it teetering between 5.5, 6 for the majority of the week here. You mentioned the late Rams money here, pushing it out to the juice side there at Circa. The total dropped a little bit. We saw as high as 55. Now we're sitting at 54.5 in the majority of the market. I think we're going to see a lot of offense here, Matt. And I would lean toward the Lions plus the 6. I don't want to bet it because of the injury report. I realize it's Puka Nacua, if you want to play alts, it's a crazy number. I did play a little bit of Nacua, 125 or more receiving yards at plus 200, because I don't see how this Lions secondary going to slow Puka down in this game.
Yeah, and then we talked about it yesterday. I did add Puka Nacua, Offensive Player of the Year, a couple of days ago. If this holds true, again, we're talking about a 55-point total in this thing. If this holds true, Puka Nacua, very well within the, we saw it last week, so it's not to say that this is crazy. It's well within the range of outcomes for him to have 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, we saw it last week. So
it is. And it will be interesting to follow the MVP market in this as well. As Stafford, now your overwhelming favorite, minus 240, made a plus 300. Allen settled at plus 750 after that Buffalo win.
Yeah, absolutely nuts on all this. Guys, right now is the best time of the year for bettors. All new Boomers Sportsbook, bringing you the action, football, hockey, basketball, and more. Use code BEASON250 when you sign up at Boomers Mobile Account, and they will match your first deposit up to $250 in bonus bets. And get 105 on all the pro football spreads every regular season game. Learn more at betwithboomer.com. Must be 21. Terms and conditions do apply.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somage on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the sports betting network, Sirius Channel 58, YouTube TV, VSiN Watch app, and of course, terrestrial stations across this great country of ours. As Phillip Rivers is out on the field for the Indianapolis Colts. They've converted a first down.
They've converted two of them. Jonathan Taylor ran for the first one. Michael Pittman got the second one. He threw a bubble screen to Michael Pittman, and it was a duck on the bubble screen. There's just not a tight spiral at all. Tried to throw one 28 yards down the field to Jonathan Taylor. That thing was wobbling like crazy. This is going to be an experience today with Phillip Rivers, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I told you this yesterday off air, but I mean, I thought he was shot whenever he retired. It looked like his arm had completely left when he retired. So, yeah, I don't know. That said, he could have been on the TRT or something for the last 3 years or something. You know what I mean? He could have been repairing all those muscles and things like that.
It looks like he was on something because he's gained a couple pounds, too. A couple LBs added to the frame there since we last saw him.
The Bears moved to 10-4 with a very, very easy 31-3 win over the Cleveland Browns. I mean, again, not much competition here in this one, Mike. So, again, not a lot to take away from it. But we say this all the time. You cannot take away the wins that are banked. And they have 10 wins, and they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, they're headed to the playoffs here. This was kind of a very workmanlike effort, able to shut down the Cleveland offense for the most part. We saw Isaiah Bond have two long receptions, but outside of that, no real explosive plays from this Cleveland team. Swift gets 18 for 98. He's in the end zone twice. Just a kind of efficient day from Caleb Williams as well. 17 for 28, 242 and two touchdowns. Did take three sacks, one and a half of those going to Myles Garrett, who now is just one sack away from tying the NFL record for sacks in a single season. I actually thought this was a pretty good performance from the Bears. I was worried they'd be a little flat here in between the two Green Bay games. I thought they came out and they were very professional, and that's as big of a compliment as you can give them here.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, you know, we by the way, we didn't get the 14 plus with Swift. We didn't get the 14 plus with Monongai. He finishes with 11, but hey, plus money on both of them. So we make a little bit of money. We just didn't make a lot of money there on that one. Ravens 24-0 over Cincinnati in what was maybe Joe Burrow's last game. No, kidding. No, I will say that certainly wasn't fun, and definitely not fun football for him. Offensive line, we've talked about it, just couldn't do anything. He was under duress all game long. I mean, literally, I can't wait to see the final numbers on that one, Mike. It was just, he had to have been under pressure 70% of his dropbacks or something.
Yeah, the Ravens end up with three sacks, but did get 10 quarterback hits, yeah. Deflected five passes as well. So just constantly under duress. Jamar Chase has a good game. He goes 10 for 132. Yeah.
How about this? If you're in fantasy playoffs and the team gets shut out, like, how lucky are you? How lucky are you? 10 for 132. I mean,
Lamar has one of those days. He went 8 for 12, Matt. 8 for 12 for 150 yards. Only completed 8 passes, and they won 24-0. Did have an interception. Sacked 4 times. Still not moving great. But the defense today, we talked about how lackluster this defense has been for Baltimore. They played much better football today, and that really was the key here, how they were able to affect Burrow, get to Burrow, and how you just weren't able to see the Bengals sustain drives consistently.
Yeah, I will say, good thing I didn't bet the lean on the New York Football Giants today. Sometimes that's why you say lean, but you're not really, don't get in the account. Thank goodness that one didn't make it in there, because 29-21, the Commanders get it done. Jackson Dart, 20 of 36, 246 and two touchdowns, but really and truly, it's just, they couldn't get it done when it counted. I mean, like, it was just absolutely horrible on the plays that really mattered in this game. And to give credit where credit is due, good game on the ground for old Bill Crosby Merritt, and Marcus Mariota played a decent little game, and they come away with a win.
Yeah, a couple big plays by the Commanders here. You had a punt return that made a big difference. The game was sitting at 15-7 at that point, and we saw a big kick return for a touchdown by the Commanders right before the half. Long touchdown pass as well to Terry McLaurin in this game. He got a 51-yarder there, ended up with 69 yards and a touchdown. And a Giants team that had opportunities. That's the funny part. We saw Commanders fumble there with right around 2 minutes left, up 8. The Giants got the football back, unable to convert after getting a fourth down touchdown there. Able to get Slayton over his regular prop, not able to get to 60 yards. Pretty frustrating. He had 9 targets, ends up catching just 4 of them, gets 53 yards, so 7 short of the alt numbers there, Matt.
Yeah, the other shutout in the NFL today was the Raiders on the road with the Eagles. And the reason we bring up both of these teams, they are both 2-12 on the season. They sit 1-2 right now in the draft order. But Mike, something's got to give, because they play each other still.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. I mean, like, that is one of those where you're out there and you're like, okay, guys, I mean, we want to try, but don't really want to try. This is still 2 weeks away, so that's a week 17 game there.
It's way more important for the Raiders to lose, though. So it's like, how do you figure out how to punt on the game? Because the Giants don't need a quarterback, so they don't care about one. But they would love to get it, because someone's going to want to come trade for it. So it's like, it's going to be a tank-off. It really is. It's going to be a tank-off.
It's going to be funny to see if Dart starts that football game. Right? Like, if you're the Giants, you're like, yeah, Jackson Dart. Yeah, he tweaked his hand.
Yeah, it's going to say, in practice, something came up. It's a soft tissue injury that we can't really, yeah.
Brock Bowers turned his head too fast in practice on Thursday. He's got a strained neck. He's not going to be able to be out there. Honestly, the Giants are a way better football team. It feels like the Giants would have to out-tank the Raiders at this point. You've been mentioning the Raiders dropping in your power rankings week after week. Do you think they'll fall below the Titans this week? Have they finally eclipsed the Titans as the worst team in football? Because this is a putrid effort again today.
You know? Yeah, I will say that is well within the range of outcomes, I think. I think that is well within... We'll see what happens today with the Titans, but I mean, it's well within the range of outcomes. Max Crosby's the only one that can do anything, because the deal is Brock Bowers is awesome, but like, he can't throw himself the ball. So like, Max Crosby's literally the only guy that can actually do anything, but now he's getting tripled. They were showed a couple plays. They were literally getting double teamed with a chipper. I mean, he's getting like triple teamed. So I mean, it's just, there's no one can do anything on the team.
That's the problem. You have a couple of nice pieces, right? You've got Crosby, you've got Bowers. We'll see what the running back Genty is long-term. I think it's impossible to grade him right now behind this offensive line. But it's really just those dudes. Like, there's nothing else. I guess Christian Watson or Wilkins on the inside wants to get some love as well. But like, there's just not a lot to even help out these guys who are your best players. And so it puts them in situations where they're going to get all the attention, and rightfully so, because no one else out there making plays.
So we did get an interception on Matthew Stafford, but it does not look like it went back all the way. So we'll keep you updated there on that one. But no, there is scoring, because there is a touchdown, Brock Purdy to Juwan Jennings. So they are on the board against the Titans. The Titans say, don't you move us out of that bottom spot. What are you talking about? Don't you go off moving us out of that bottom spot right now. So 49ers into the end zone there. McCaffrey did start. He had 3 carries on the opening drive, so they're not worried about him.
Did you end up betting the over in that game? We talked about it quite a bit yesterday. I've got over 44.5. Actually dropped down to 44. You seem like you were interested. I don't know if you ever pulled the trigger.
I was interested. I did not get it in the account. I will be rooting for you in that one. Oh, this is Andy Reid on Mahomes knee injury. We'll have an MRI in the morning, but it didn't look good. Or doesn't look good, or didn't look good. It's better if he says it didn't look good. Didn't look good. Okay. Not that it doesn't look.
Okay.
It didn't look good, is what he said.
It looked bad when he was walking down the tunnel there. Like, you never want to see the help from both sides. Like, it did not look good having to be supported on both his arms to be able to make it down the tunnel.
The Lions do capitalize on the INT. Amon-Ra St. Brown from Jared Goff. So they are on the board 7-0. Over the Rams, capitalizing off of that turnover. 8:07 left in the first quarter there in that one. Goff has started 4 of 5 for 55 and a touchdown.
Yeah, big play there. Obviously, the interception by Stafford and the run back there from Hutchinson able to put the Lions in scoring position. They were able to cap it off, and we're off and running there. The Panthers moving the football on their first drive. Coker gets a 15-yard reception, and they've got a 1st and 10 on the New Orleans 23. And don't look now. The Colts defense stand up. 3 and out for Seattle. The Indianapolis Colts will get the ball back, which means hopefully we get to see more throwing attempts from Phillip Rivers, because they are incredible to watch, Matt. I have enjoyed all 3 of his attempts to this point.
So the betting market actually, Mike, didn't really punish the guys in the MVP market all that much. So we'll let you know how that number at least looks currently. This is going to move throughout the course of today. You guys know where we bet horses over at First Bet. So go download the First Bet app or head to firstbet.com. Go in, use the promo code VSIN250. That is going to get you the industry best sign-up bonus that you could possibly get. So go in, VSIN250, VSIN250 at firstbet.com. You can make the bets. You can watch the races right there in the app. It is where we go to bet horses. Take advantage of the VSIN250 promo code and get up to $250 in bonus bets.
To Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
More scores out here in Week 15. Field goal for the Green Bay Packers. They are up 3-0 on the Denver Broncos. And Rico Dowdle, Mike Somich, powerful to the end zone for the Panthers.
Very nice run from Rico Dowdle there, as he looked like he was going to lose too. He had multiple Saints in the backfield. He's able to split those defenders and then truck his way into the end zone as we have a early lead here for the Panthers. And don't look now, Matt. Here come the Colts. Another 5-yard completion to Pittman. They've got first and 10 and the Seattle 20-yard, 9-yard line, trying to take an early lead here on the Seahawks, who were 13 and a half point favorites.
Could everybody in Survivor just have lucked out that they didn't have Seattle available? Like, you know, could that have been, you know, sometimes it's just you get lucky with who you have available and who you don't. And maybe this is the double digit favorite that goes down today.
Yeah, we have not seen one of the double digits favorites go down. San Francisco got that early touchdown. The Titans now on San Francisco's 12-yard line as they go down and try and tie this football game up. They were also a double digit favorite today in this afternoon window. We'll see what they're able to do here as the Titans are moving the football effectively on their first drive of the game. Pollard already 4 for 41 on the ground.
Oh, I cannot believe what I just saw. Puka the Nacua with a drop. Hits Matthew Stafford, hits him right in the hands. Boy, you just
did. Not be the Rams' woo! Day here. We got a Stafford pick. We got a Nacua drop.
I'm talking, you do not see that Rams every day at all. I mean, that was just a full-on drop. Oh, he hates himself. I love how the producers will always go to the person for the slow motion F-bomb. Like, you know, like they're just like, camera 8. You know, you get it every single time. You got that one from Puka Nacua right there. So it is going to be a 2nd and 10 as the Rams are approaching midfield. There was a completion that they crossed midfield. So they will have 3rd and short as they try to come back here down 7-0 early to the Lions after a pick. And then a Amon-Ra St. Brown touchdown there for the Lions early on. Phillip Rivers, I mean, like you said, he's 3 of 8. So it's not good, but Jonathan Taylor's got 26 yards. Amir Abdullah has 11. It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, the key was the defensive stop, right? Yeah. They were able to get a running first down, get a first down through the air on the first drive, get around midfield, kick it deep, get the punt. Seattle took over on the 10-yard line, not able to gain any yardage, get the field position back right. This is the formula if you are the Colts. Run the football a ton, make this game go as fast as possible, win the field position battle, and then put points on the board when you can. And they're going to try and get a 3 here to be able to get on the board, and that is up and good. So 3-0 Colts now, 3:40 left in the first quarter. Just flying by there as well because of how long we've seen the Colts possess the ball on those 2 drives.
Well, speaking of flying by, your over looks good unless there's only going to be 2 possessions a quarter, because here we are. The Titans are 3rd and goal. The problem is there's only 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Each team's only had the ball once, and this is where we're sitting right now. Ward dumps it off. Not going to get there. Probably going to have to settle for 3. So kind of the worst case scenario for you and your over is the Titans at least get points. We needed points from the Titans for sure, but they waste a ton of time only to get 3.
Yeah, I mean, this started with San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco has a 7-play, 70-yard drive. The Titans did get the football first, but they went 3 and out there. Only took a minute off the clock. We don't need 12-play, 6-minute drives here, Matt. We need quick drives. I mean, 44.5, actually not that high of a total, let's be honest. But at the same time, I would like to have a little bit faster. We had a 7-yard negative run on that last drive, but they consistently were moving the football. They're just not able to get in the end zone. Kind of a bummer there. Would have liked the touchdown.
So the betting market didn't punish Drake May really so much in the MVP. Obviously, Josh Allen gets bet down all the way to plus 650, but Drake May still sitting at plus 250, Mike, and then Stafford early on hasn't moved. We'll see. Obviously, we see how reactionary these markets are. If the Rams are sitting scoreless halfway through the second quarter, it will be interesting to see if Stafford is still your favorite, but minus 200 at least at DraftKings.
Yeah, still your favorite there at DraftKings. He was minus 300 before the start of the game, so we've seen a slight adjustment there. Josh Allen dipped from 7.5 to 1 to 6.5 to 1. May from plus 300 to plus 250 off that Stafford interception there early. This is still a game where you expect to see a lot of points, a lot of yards for Stafford. He's got 57 through the air. We're only 10 minutes into the first quarter. I would expect that we see that move out unless this is a game that gets out of hand for the Rams.
So we do see Green Bay take back over, but they are pinned at their own 3-yard line. So it will be first and 10. We've got about 5 minutes left in the first quarter, and they'll be starting this drive from their own 3-yard line against this Denver defense. They are holding a 3-0 lead currently. As we mentioned, Josh Jacobs was questionable to play in this game. That said, not only did he start, but he's already got 3 carries in this thing.
Yeah, he's clearly going to be the bell cow here as Green Bay tries to get a victory before they have to take on Chicago to essentially decide the division, possibly the 1 or 2 seed in the NFC as well. That total has dropped already. So less than a quarter in, and we are off a 42.5 open down to a 37.5 number. Seattle down 3-0, now a 10-point favorite in game. So if you want a piece of the Seahawks, you can get the minus 10 right now as Stafford misses a touchdown.
That
he had Ferguson streaking down the sideline and just missed him.
Yeah, I was going to say Stafford playing like an old man. He's the one that's playing like we thought Phillip Rivers was going to play like today. I mean, this is if it wasn't a touchdown, it was going to be very close.
Yes.
As the tight end had gotten loose of his defender and was running free down the sideline. Now he might've gotten angled or something, but like it was going to be close to a score. Stafford starts out just 5 of 10 here in this game. Now, one of those was again, a Puka Nacua drop but they're going to punt it away. So
You think this is long field goal range? They're at the 37. I think they probably kick or go here, right?
Well, Stafford actually is like did the whole whatever. So he wants to go for it.
Yep. Jordan Love hits Luke Musgrave for 26. So Luke Musgrave goes over his prop in the first quarter here for the Packers as he is now the tight end there with the Kraft injury. Packers have the ball out at their own 31-yard line. And here come the Seahawks. They're already into field goal range against the Colts with the football back.
And just like that, Jordan Love moves to 9-1 in the MVP race. So people are like, hey, nice pass.
Hey. Look at me.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
You get my money. Yeah. Hey, nice pass. You get my money. They do go for it on 4th and 8. I'll give you one guess as to who he threw to.
Puka. Yeah.
Yes. And it is a converted first down. So they will continue to move. I mean, it's just the dude's uncoverable. It wasn't even a good throw.
Ridiculous.
It's a bad throw by Stafford. And Puka Nacua just battles a defender for it and gets it.
Stafford not dialed in here.
No.
The interception, coupled missed passes, not great.
And again, that one should have been incomplete. It's just Nacua wrestled it away from the defender. This is an interesting one here for us to watch live, Mike, because if he continues this play into the second quarter, I mean, the Lions might be the side here.
They might be the side, but yeah. Stafford said, hold my beer. Throws across his body, hits the tight end. He's down to the 3-yard line.
Well, you and I could have completed that one. I'm not going to give him credit for that one. Again, someone forgot to cover the tight end again. So he's just running wide open.
A good body adjustment, though. He was rolling the opposite way. I could have square off.
I could have rolled that way and thrown it left-handed. You know, like I'd have just switched hands just to show off. You know, little Steve Young action.
I don't know if I believe you.
Little Steve Young action.
I don't know if I believe you.
Who do you think?
It doesn't look pretty, even on the camera right now.
When I say left-handed quarterback, is it Steve Young or do you think like Boomer Esiason? Do you think Michael Vick? Like what's the first, if I say left-handed quarterback?
It's really sad, my answer. It's Tua Tagovailoa because I'm a Dolphins fan. That's the first lefty quarterback you think of.
Oh,
and it's painful to even say it.
It is.
But that's the first one that pops into my head.
Wow. Yeah, everyone driving along right now is just like,
I'm not saying you just ran people
off the side of the road with that answer. They're like, what in the world are you talking about?
Welcome to Dolphins fandom. Like it's you watch him play every, and it's like the weird spiral that he throws and you can clearly tell the dude's left-handed every time he's out there.
So I guess the Saints punted. It would have been a 66-yard field goal attempt and they decided no thanks on that. So no 66-yard.
You know, they're 3-10. You really got to play conservative here.
Yeah, you probably should have just tried the 66-yarder. I mean, see if your kicker can do it.
It's Seattle field goal up and good. That game now tied at 3:50 seconds left in the first quarter. San Francisco, I appreciate you. They are in Titans territory here at the end of the first. So 7-3 San Francisco, but they are driving to try and add to that lead.
Guys, you know the college football playoffs kick off soon, and we got the guide for your postseason betting. Go in, full previews of every first round game, overview of the teams, best bets from all of our hosts and experts here, Steve Mackinnon's power ratings, and our whole bracket is filled out in there all the way to the champion. You can buy it a la carte if you want to, $14.99 right now to get ready for all of that. And if you want to, if go and download it if you're already a VSiN Pro subscriber. So get your guide now at VSiN.com/CFP, $14.99, or free download for your, our VSiN Pro subscribers.